This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
It's so good to see each and every one of you. When I started on this teaching on spirituality, I thought I can finish it that quickly, but I just realized that the more I go in, the deeper I find it is. And I just realized that there are different areas we have to cover, developing your spiritual life, your spiritual gifts. I just realized that there's so much. Amen. I realized that we have to also talk about the high level spirituality. I just realized it's quite vast. And I just want you to open your ears, that's your spiritual ears, and listen to me today. Because I believe that where God is taking us to in this church is to grow spiritually. Amen. And like Falake read in Ephesians 4, so that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Amen. And it's not just the wind of doctrine. We won't be tossed to and fro by our flesh. Amen. Because it's so easy for our flesh to kick us left and right. Amen. If it's raining, oh, I can't move. If it's sunny, I can move. Hallelujah. If I'm tired, I can't move. I can't do this. I can't praise the Lord. But what the Bible is telling us is that in all things, we should give thanks. So whether we're tired, whether there's no fruit on the vine, just praise him. Just thank him. Hallelujah. So last week we were talking about the spiritual senses. And we spoke about the spiritual hearing, spoke about spiritual taste, spoke about spiritual eyes, spoke about, what are the other senses? Spiritual touch. Amen. You remember? That's good. So you understand. And then I looked at Romans 8. And I realized that in Romans 8, 21 times, Paul spoke about spirituality and the spirit. Amen. And I realized that Paul was laying emphasis on the spirit-led life. Amen. And we looked at the fact that he said, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not by the flesh, but by the spirit. Amen. And what I've discovered is that there are some scriptures that don't even use that word. They just go, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and they stop there. Right? But if you stop it there, it's not complete. Amen. Because we need to realize that as Christians, as believers, we are spirit beings in a body. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know that the most interesting thing sometimes, if we don't really look in the Bible, if you look at Genesis actually says, God created man in his own image. He said he molded them from the dust of the ground. And you know what? He searched everywhere. High and low, everywhere. But then decided he will pour himself into man. The Bible says he breathed into man. That's the Ruach of God. Amen. Or new man. And the man became a living being. Amen. So we can see that. Now what I want us to look at. I'm looking at Romans 8:8. Okay. Romans 8:8. And it says this is the indwelling of God. Romans 8:8 says, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Isn't it amazing? In Hebrews also. Hebrews 11 he says, without faith you cannot please God. And then here he's saying that if you're not led by the Spirit, you cannot please God. Because God does not speak to the flesh. God is not moved by the flesh. God speaks to the Spirit. He communes with the Spirit. Okay? So here in 9 he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if any man had no spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. So what is he saying here? He's saying that if we do not have the Spirit of God in us, if our spirit is not regenerated, forget it, you're not of God. Amen. And that's why it is so crucial that when, as Christians, we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Because flesh cannot please God. Amen? And I think Paul's emphasis here was that because we are spiritual beings, we must not operate in the flesh. Because if we operate in the flesh, then we won't please God. So Jesus in John 3:6 says this. He says, flesh gives birth to the flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. And this is quite interesting. He says, flesh gives birth to the flesh, but, you see, but negates every other thing. And that's why sometimes when you say, oh, you did so well, but it destroys everything. And now what you see here, Jesus is saying flesh gives birth to flesh, but, so he negates the flesh and zooms in the spirit, on the spirit. So a spirit-led life has God indwelling in him. And what I found out when I was doing this is that this is what God has always longed for with his people. You see, in the Old Testament, certain people were endued with power to do things for God. But you see, in today's world, since we became born again, the Holy Spirit does not just come upon us, he indwells in us. So we carry God, we carry Jesus, we carry the Holy Spirit. Because what I've come to find out is that where one of the Godhead is, the other two are there. Amen. So that's why, as Christians, we cannot afford to walk in the flesh. I'm not saying we won't walk in the flesh, but we cannot afford to. And that is why I brought this radio here today. And how many of us have radios in our car? Amen. And you know, in the car, you have FMs, AMs, and MWs, don't you? Medium waves. Isn't that so? Short waves. You have so many choices of stations to choose from. Okay. Like this radio, for instance. I think it's got quite a few. So I switch it to radio. Is it clear? I have to tune it. You see, I'm trying to tune this radio to find out the right station. That's a clearer station, isn't it? Okay. Now, on that station, they are actually playing football. The fact remains that I've switched that station, that radio off. Are the stations still transmitting? Amen. The stations are still transmitting. The fact that radio has been switched off does not mean that the radio is not transmitting. The fact that we're walking in the flesh does not mean that God is not talking. Hallelujah. God is still talking. God is still speaking. But because we have not been tuned into the Spirit, we're not hearing him. Amen. So what we're hearing is, I feel down today. I'm up tomorrow. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, someone has annoyed me. Oh, someone has said this. Because we have not tuned in into the Spirit. When we walk in the flesh, it's impossible to hear God. He is still speaking. And what actually displeases him is the fact that we cannot hear him, even though he's speaking. Hallelujah. What's happened is, when I feel bad, I switch off. When I feel good, I try to switch in. So it means I'm trying to tune into God's frequency. Hallelujah. And operating in the flesh stops that flow. So listen to what Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2:10. He says, but unto us, hallelujah, unto who? Unto the spiritual being. God revealed them through the Spirit. Do you understand? So sometimes you might say, oh, but God is not speaking to me. God is not doing this. God is not doing that. But God speaks to us through what? The Spirit. He says, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Just as I was tuning that radio, searching for a station. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yes. Guess what? Not the shallow things. Hallelujah. Not the mundane things. Amen. but the deep things of God. Amen. Do you know that God has deep things? He wants to speak to us. Why is Lucian not saved? Why are people in our offices not saved? Because we are not tuned in to God to hear the deep things. We only hear the things we want to hear. So I don't have money in my bank account. So I tune into that station that talks about money. Amen. Can you imagine? Someone said this, and I like it, about God will answer you directly. He doesn't have an answering machine. His telephone is not automated, where you call and say you want to speak to God, and he says, if you're here for the healing line, press 1. If you want the financial line, press 2. If you want the whichever line, anointing, press 3. And then when you press 3, he then says, what kind of anointing do you want? Amen. Do you want the anointing where people fall on the floor? Do you want this anointing? And if you go to 4, he says, okay, press this. You understand? God wants to speak the deep things to his church. God wants to speak the deep things to his people. But listen to verse 11. He says, For who among men knoweth the things of the man, save the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God, amen, the things of God, none know it, except who? The Spirit of God. And this is what he's saying, brothers and sisters in Christ. If we have the Spirit of God in us, it bears witness, amen, with our spirit, that we are the children of God. And if we are the children of God, then God will not hide things from us. Amen. Hallelujah. So Paul goes on again to emphasize on this in Romans 8:14. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, who are they? Sons of God. So you need to ask yourself this question. What are you led by? Who are you led by? Amen. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, for ye receive not the spirit of bondage unto fear, but ye receive the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Because my spirit, amen, bears witness with God, with the Spirit of God, that I'm his son and he is my father. So I am not afraid. I am no more in bondage. Praise the Lord. And so my spirit cries out, Daddy. Amen to God. You see, that's why a lot of people who do not realize this still do not see God as that dear father. They still see God as the big man up there with a big stick. So every time you mess up, is. But once your spirit, you begin to walk in the spirit, it will link up with God's spirit. And then you can say, Father, this is what I'm going through. Father, someone has just said something that upsets me, but you're the only one who can heal me. Amen. So if we are the children of God, what are we supposed to do? We must constantly tune in into God's frequency. Amen. God is speaking to our spirit. He's still transmitting beautiful music. He's still transmitting love songs. He's still transmitting the things that will change our life. But because we are tuned into the flesh and not the spirit, we're not hearing him. Amen. Now listen to what Paul is saying here again. He says, the things which we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. So there's a combination of what God is saying to us in the Spirit and the way we express ourselves in the Spirit. If we want to hear God's Spirit, if we want God to lead us, if we want him to inform us, if we want to be encouraged by him, guess what? We must be tuned into his spiritual frequency. Anything done outside of that is religion. Amen. You can go to church, you can read the Bible, you can do whatever you like. But if you're not tuned in to God's frequency, to hear him, to hear what he's saying. We will only do things by the flesh. Amen. Have you ever thought about, you want to give someone a gift, and you look at them, because they are going through so much pain, you give out of emotion and not because you've heard God. Amen. And that's why we need to be tuned in. We need to constantly speak to God. God, what are you saying about this situation? God, what are you saying to me about this? God, what steps should I take? What should be the next move? You get what I'm saying? Spirit, that's what spiritual beings do. They are in tune with God's frequency. Hallelujah. They are in tune with God's frequency. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is there no passion in your walk with God? Amen. You see, spiritual beings are passionate about the things of God. Spiritual beings who believe in God, who believe they have been born again, who believe that they're filled with the Holy Spirit, there is a fire in them. I'm trying to remember this scripture, but I know it's to do with, I think it's Phineas. When God has said that there shouldn't be any idolatry in the camp, and I think one of the Israelites came with a woman and was lying with her in the midst of in the camp, and he came and took a spear and killed both of them. You say that's harsh, but guess what? The passion of God was in him, because what he was doing, he hated anything evil. Anything that will defile God. Anything that will not bring glory to God. Amen. But you see, a people who are not spiritual beings are not passionate about the things of God. Because when things are there to satisfy their flesh, they move to that side. If it's too hard, they will tell you, oh, but we need to sit down and discuss the word of God. No, 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 no. Listen, if God says, every person born of God cannot sin, he means that. Amen. If he says do not commit adultery, he means that. We cannot sit down and begin to debate about that. Amen. Sometimes you say to people, pay tithes, and they're telling you, well, it's in the Old Testament, it's not in the New Testament. Okay. Or they will tell you it was to the Galatians. That's true. If it was to the Galatians, then he who is in Christ is a new creation. Is to the Corinthians, not to us. You understand what I'm saying? Spiritual beings have to be passionate about the things of God. Why is there no fire in us? Amen. You know, on that radio, there are many channels. You can choose to listen to God's channel, or you can choose to listen to Capital Radio. Amen. They're both transmitting, aren't they? But what you feed into your spirit is actually what will determine your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you wondered, why is there no fulfillment? Why is there no joy? Why am I up today, down tomorrow? Amen. They were speaking to me in my office. We were talking, and I told them about something that I've lost. And they saw me smiling and laughing. And they said, you mean you're still smiling and laughing when you lost this? Wait a minute. It's not the end of the world. I felt bad about it, but it's not the end of the world. I'm still joyful. No purpose. No direction. Why is there no purpose? Why is there no direction? Because we are not hearing the Holy Spirit give us direction. Some of us don't even know what God has called us to. Some of us don't even know the call of God upon our lives. Amen? Listen, I'm not just talking to us here. I'm talking to myself and to the body as a whole. Amen? We have completely tuned our frequency of God's spiritual channel. So it's now time to tune in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, Paul did not stop there. Listen to what he said to the Corinthians again. He says, now the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. Amen. What is he saying here? A man of the flesh will not receive the things of the Spirit. You know why? Because to the man of the flesh, it's foolishness to them. Have you ever noticed, speaking to colleagues in your office and you tell them some testimony, some things that God has done, they look at you, what is he talking about? Amen? And so Jesus then says, do not cast your pearl before swines. You know, you can get excited and begin to give testimonies of what God has done in your life. And they look at you and say, well, it could have been a coincidence. You know why? Because it's foolishness to them. Amen? And the most amazing thing sometimes is that you can have people who call themselves Christians. Amen? And you speak to them, you tell them what God is doing. And because they are not led by the Spirit, guess what? They will say almost the same thing. Amen? He says, for their foolishness unto them, and they cannot know them because they are spiritually judged. Amen. The things of God are spiritually discerned. Amen. That's why sometimes people come. There was someone who came to the church and said, are you one of those ones who speak in tongues? You do this, you do that. Said yes. You believe in all the baptism in the Holy Spirit? I said yes. Da da da. I said yes. So, well, I don't want to have anything to do with you. But this person is supposed to be a Christian. Amen. How can you be a Christian and not want to be led by the Spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Spiritual things can only be discerned spiritually. And because Paul, the Galatians also, when Paul was speaking to the Galatians, he looked at their ways of life. Because the believers became fascinated by things that were happening at that time in Galatia. They were being mesmerized by the occult. They were being mesmerized by the magicians. And so Paul said in Galatians 3:3, Paul looked at them. And he just couldn't understand. You know what he said? He said, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit? Amen. Do you understand the gravity of what is happening here? And that's what is happening to the body of Christ today. I heard someone who was giving the testimony of the Welsh revival. And he said the Welsh revival wasn't a success. And when you ask him that, why wasn't it a success? He says because it lasted for only a period of time. And after that, what happened to the people? We read about Pensacola. With everything that happened in Pensacola, guess what? The people who started it quarreled and went their different ways. Why? Because it's the same thing that Paul is saying here. Oh, you foolish Galatians, having begun in the Spirit, are you now perfected in the flesh? Don't be scared. But it's the truth. What's happening to our Christian walk? What's happening to a nation that sent missionaries to Africa? Some of these missionaries died of malaria. David Livingstone, I think it was, he died and his heart was buried in Africa, even though his body was brought here, because he fell in love with the people. He laid his life for the people. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we look in our country today. Spiritually, we're struggling. Amen. You know, one of the scriptures that's just blessed me and it's just dropped in my heart. You know, when Jesus said, when the demon has been cast out and it's not been filled in, and then they then go back and they come and see the place is garnished, swept, and nothing to fill, they go back and bring seven more demons, and the state of that man is worse than it was in the first place. Do you know that's the problem with us Christians? We began in the spirit, and because we're not filling ourselves with the word of God, guess what? The enemy will bring so many things in, and then gradually we begin to lose the fire. Amen. We begin to lose the fire. And so Paul says, "O you Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Amen. Church, we have to rise up spiritually. We have to begin to tune our spiritual ears, to tune our spiritual test board, to begin to hunger once again for spiritual things. Amen. For our spiritual eyes to begin to open once again to see what God is doing in the spirit. Amen. Let me ask us a question. Are you happy with Christianity today? Are you happy with your Christian walk today? Are you happy with your spiritual life today? You know what I'm thanking God for? There are challenges that have come my way that has drawn me closer to God. Amen. They've drawn me closer to God. You know why? Because I've realized that in my own strength, I cannot do it. I've realized that except I am rooted in Christ, I will be beaten. Amen. So he who is born of the Spirit, amen, has to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:18 says, "If you live in the Spirit, walk also in the Spirit, and then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I wanted to go into, but because of time I won't, is the different factors that shape our spirituality. And one of them is theology. And the other one is the personal issues. The churches we go to, the kind of things we believe. And the fourth one is our attitude towards the world, its culture and its history. They shape our spirituality. But because of time, I won't be able to go into that. But the question I want to ask us tonight, if we look at what Jesus said, he said, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, and the Spirit gives birth to spirit." Where do you want to be? Do you want to be on the side of the flesh or on the side of the Spirit? Amen. Do you want to tune into God's frequency so that you can hear God clearly? Amen. Because if we walk in the flesh, we cannot please Him. And because we walk in the flesh, we're not hearing Him clearly. What we are hearing most of the time is the dictates of our flesh. I'm hurting. I need someone to help me. You know, before I used to, when I see a person who's a Christian and they say to me they're Christians, and I look at the way they're behaving, I used to get really, really upset that if they're Christians, why are they behaving this way? But you know what I've come to discover? We all struggle. Amen. And so I'm not going to condemn anyone, because Christ has not condemned anyone. But I'm here to challenge us, as I challenge myself, that we can come up higher. Revelation 4 says, "Come up higher. Come up higher. And see what I'm about to do." Amen. In the book of Amos 3:7, he says, "God does not do anything except He first reveals it to His prophets." You are God's prophets. I am a God's prophet. And He wants to speak to you and I. Amen. Thank you.
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-lcc.org. And remember, God loves you.